Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, Super Mario Maker challengers finish their quest with a bit of a letdown. Embracer sells off Borderlands maker Gearbox, and Dragon Age creator David Gatiss says a crunchless game industry is essential or it needs to be shut down. Here's the news for Sunday, 31st of March. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/discord.
The Super Mario Maker community has set itself a pretty massive challenge when a team of gamers called Team 0% set themselves the task of clearing every single player-made level. Servers for the Wii U game are set to shut down in about a week on April 8th, but the team have been toiling away for nearly 6 years, stuck at a final seemingly impossible level called Trimming the Herbs. With the clock ticking down to the end, that achievement came to a bittersweet end. Trimming the Herbs turned out to be not just seemingly impossible, but actually impossible, without the use of automated tool-assisted speedrun methods and other tools. The creator, Ahoyo, came clean, saying he used slow motion, rewinding, and frame advance tools to produce the creator clear that was necessary to even upload the level in the first place.
Team 0% held mixed feelings on this revelation, some feeling relief in finally clearing all the possible user levels, while some weren't excited by the six-year-long quest because of Ahoyo's announcement and the drama surrounding the level. Why this is surprising is that until Ahoyo came clean, no one thought it was possible to create tool-assisted speedruns on the Wii U system. You can read more about tool-assisted speedruns in Mario in our show notes, but either way, it's sad for the team ready to face one final boss to find out the princess wasn't in another castle, but rather already at home, having already been rescued. This week, it was announced that Embracer Group is planning to sell Gearbox Entertainment, the team behind Borderlands and Duke Nukem Forever. The studio will be moving over to Take-Two Interactive in a $460 million US dollar deal, only 3 years after Embracer bought the company for roughly $1.3 billion. Hard to say that was a good investment, but we know by now that Embracer was trying to package itself up to snag its own massive investment. What we do know as part of this is that Borderlands 4 is in active development, which isn't a massive surprise, but this is the first confirmation of that.
Embracer will still retain Gearbox Publishing San Francisco, which will be renamed, and they'll also be holding on to the publishing rights to the Remnant franchise, the upcoming Hyperlight Breaker, as well as a few other unannounced game releases. Plus, they'll be keeping Neverwinter Online, Star Trek Online, and a few other small studios. We hope Gearbox finds a good home with Take-Two and can't wait to see how the games progress. Helldivers 2 seems to have a never-ending supply of viral clips, but a recent one featuring Arrowhead's mysterious game master Joel has been debunked. A random gameplay clip shows Joel dropping into a group's game, spawning with, at the time, an unreleased armored personnel carrier before disappearing out of the game. Joel has taken on the role of a legendary mysterious character as the developer in charge of influencing and observing in-game events. But alas, this non-democratic imposter made for a good viral moment, if nothing else.
IGN recently reported a bunch of gameplay leaks showing unavailable vehicles, weapons, and more. But it turns out some of these vehicles are already in the game, but not officially enabled. While Helldivers 2 developer Arrowhead has been playing a bit of a cat-and-mouse game with players, teasing these hidden weapons and mechanics, a source close to Joel has said he's glad the impersonator wanted other people to have fun, and it's a goal they both share. Fire up the rumour mills, we've got some gaming bread to bake with some new leaked screenshots of the Xbox Series X. The white console, allegedly revealed in pictures by user Xputer, looks exactly the same as the current premium Xbox, but it has no disc drive. What do you reckon about this, Kyle?
I reckon it looks like a fridge or a bread maker. And that's all I can see. It doesn't really need to be that big if there isn't a disc drive. While the idea of having no secondhand games or shopping around to get bargains from different stores might give you a bit of a pause, Phil Spencer recently, in an interview with The Verge, said that he'd be opening up the Xbox to new ways to get games. Spencer said that he likes the idea of alternative app stores like Epic Games and itch.io on the Xbox, saying the process could be more like how we buy games on PC with plenty of stores to choose from. So fingers crossed that happens before we lose the discs entirely. And finally, we got a pretty hot take from an industry heavy hitter. Speaking to PC Gamer late last week, Dragon Age creator and co-founder of Summerfall Studios, David Gator, didn't hold back when speaking about the unsustainable crunch culture in game development. He even went as far as to suggest that if overworking underappreciated teams is the only way to make games, then perhaps the industry deserves to die.
He then went on to call for a healthier work-life balance within the industry, advocating for unionization and a four-day work week, which the team at Summerfall Studios already has in place. I'm sure I speak for everyone here at Sifter when I say yes, of course, that's a good idea. It's a great rant and worth a read, so head to the link in our show notes for the full interview. Go off, King.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Out on the 3rd is the roguelike city builder Plantiles by indie developers Mythic Owl. Build a functioning ecosystem on a barren planet while completing challenges to survive natural disasters. It's available on PC this Wednesday.
After nearly 2 years, Turbo Golf Racing is officially coming out of early access. This golf-themed racer is essentially Rocket League, but you need to get a ball down a track to a finish line, and it's a whole heap of fun. Grab it on PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, and PlayStation 5 on the 4th.
And also coming to consoles on the 4th is indie platformer Freedom Planet 2. It's a fast-paced, beautifully stylized throwback to the Sega Genesis era that was received really well when it launched on the PC in 2022. Pick it up on Xbox, PlayStation, and the Switch this Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
We know you love our podcasts, so why not become a monthly backer on Ko-Fi? Your support lets us keep making our shows, and it's easy to do. Head to sifter.com.au/support, where support starts from just $1 a month. That link again is sifter.com.au/support, or check the show notes.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Borat, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also the Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Unicorn Overlord might have a strange name, but don't dismiss its tactical prowess.
It uses a tactics mode, which is similar to the Gambit system that was in Final Fantasy XII for your squad mates. And you can say, okay, well, you know, Hodrick, who's my legionnaire with the big shield, I want him to prioritize protecting the back row. They're going to take the most damage. If they take a physical hit, they're going to go down, but I need them to be protected. So you can get quite granular with this, and I reckon you could build some pretty wild builds that are totally game-breaking, but it's kind of the fun of the tactical squad-based gameplay in Unicorn Overlord.
Tune in to Drop Rate to find out why Unicorn Overlord might just be one of 2024's sleeper hits. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.